We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Gimel on base, and we're beginning 8 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, Mechosim Shehem Shabnei Bris, that Yechayiv, the Mazik is Chayiv, if he ruins the Mechosim, the possessions of Bnei Bris. Lamutimai, what was coming to exclude? That the Shar hit what? Who's Mechosim? Whose possessions? Ilamutid Evichavim, if you're talking about that, my Shar damaged the possessions of a Goy. The shar of a guy. Tell you, come on, shar shay Yisrael, shenogach shar shay v'chavim potter. It's a first Mishnah later on that says a Jewish shar, a shar owned by a Jew, kicked a shar owned by a non-Jew. A potter. So it's first Mishnah later on. What do you say here? Everything more a pasha. Tana of adam afarish. Here it says a general rule has to be made bris, and later on the Mishnah explains exactly the details. Said weiter in our Mishnah on Tesla Bay, said Nechasim ha miyuchadim. Has to be Nechasim miyuchadim. What does that mean? Lamute mai. What does it mean that's miyuchad? Amrav Yehuda, Lamute zeh oy meshar chizek, zeh meshar chizek. We have a case where two axes were running after, two cows were running after another cow, and one of them killed the cow. Shailas, which one was mazik? Each one says, your shor was mazik, your shor was mazik. And the halacha is, in such a case, that you're potter, because moitzim mechaver al araya. So he thought that's the Mishnah's teaching God. It says, nechasim yichad, that means, like Rashi says, you call nechasim sheziku, all nechasim that damage, and yichadim la'odim echad, she'im v'em safik. It belongs to one person, there's no safik. For eight tomorrow, Tani lekamon, it's the first Mishnah later on. Hoyu shnayim roit v'achar echad. There were two cows running after one cow. Zem v'shar chizik, zem v'shar chizik. Shnayim peturim. They're both potter. So again, it's the first Mishnah. Why say it over here? Everything more Tani v'Adam Mefarish. Here it says general rule Miyuchadim has to belong to one person, and then it's Mefarish that the case was two Shvarim running after one Shar. Mestita.
How come in Amal where you have one Shar pushed into the bar?
Yeah.
How come?
There's no Moitz Mecharev. There's no Safik there. There's no Safik there. They would know exactly what happened. One Shar pushed the whole into the bar. There was no Safik there. There was zero Safik there. Here's a Safik. If it's a Safik, you need a Mitzvah of Raya. There was video cameras from all four sides. There was four Teslas on four sides. Huh?
But did the bar cause more damage or not?
No. But there was a bar there.
Why was the bar paying?
Because it landed in the bar, Lamaisa. It banged into the bar. A very good question. When you get to the Nungim, you'll talk about that child. It could have tripped into the bar. It didn't trip into the bar. Someone else pushed it into the bar. But Echanami, the Shar is Chayim. According to Rabban, the Shar is Chayim, the bar is Pater. That's Takada Halacha. But it would have damaged in the bar. And all the cases are Shutfas. There's no Shaykhs to this case, like zero Shaykhs. The only Shaykhs is there's two. That's the only Shaykhs. After that, the Shaykhs stops. Here there's a Suffolk who damaged. They don't know exactly what happened. It's not the Shiloh there. So the Gemara, Mastita Tana. See, you want to ask the Kashmir before, you could ask the Kashmir before, but you have to wait now to the Nun Gimel. Mastita Tana, Prat le Nichsi Hefka. A different Pshat. First Pshat, Nechasim Mechadim means you have to know who did the damage, that's Mechadim. Now I'm saying another Pshat. A different Pshat. When we learned the Mishnah, we spoke at this Pshat. Mastita Tana, Prat le Nichsi Hefka. That Mechadim is coming La Fuke and Nichsi Hefka. What's the case? What does it mean Nichsi Hefka? If the case is our shar hit and ruined and damaged a shar of hefker, so what's the shah? What's the chiddush? Man tavalei, like what do you think it'd be chayev? Who you chayev to? No one owns it. Ella the nagach tur the hefker tur the don. The case is that nagach tur the hefker tur the don. And with kamash v'lo, we're telling you that you're potter because that's being mechadim. Frey tomorrow, lazy. Go. It's hefker. Go pick, take the shar. And finish, you'll get your damage that way. So tomorrow the case was someone else then was zeicher in the shar of hefker. So you would think I could go over to the guy and say, "Here's a guy, that shar is mine because it damaged my shar." Kamash malon, it has to be nechosim ha'muchadim. It says vehemis ish hashar. It says who developed vehemis ish has to have a bialim, has to be so owner. So akapanim, we learn from there that it has to be miyuchid. And it has to belong to someone and not of Hefker. So that's the pshat of the Masnita. So to Gemara, Ravino Amar, a different case. A big chiddush. L'mute nogach v'achkach hikdush nogach v'achah Hefker. A case like this, that my shar was mazik, afterwards I was makdashit before we went to din. Or I was mafkir before we went to din. The halach is that you are potter. Halach is your potter. Pella. You could have a very good shtick. You could, your behemoth was nagach. You just smack the stupid behemoth. Or you mafker it, and you potter. And we learn from a pasuk, that's how it is. Tanya Mahachi. Yes, Alkin Amar Rav Yehuda. Afilu nagach v'ach hikdash. Nagach v'ach hifker potter. You potter. Shnema, it says in the pasuk, v'huad bevalov, v'hemis, v'hemis isha isha, ashar yisakel v'gam balov yumos. And we learn from that, that just like it has to be the same owner from the Vahemis Isha Isha until Ashar Yisakel have to be the same exact owner. Ashte Misa Vahamad Madin Shavim Kachad with one owner. Bring the Marvel. Huh?
The two children are talking about opposite cases.
What do you mean opposite?
In the first case, we're talking about
yeah.
That you're sure
it's Hefgar. Hefgar, yeah. Right, it's a different shot. It's a different shot. Yeah,
it's who you collect and
who you're paying. 100%. It's a whole different shot. There's no shaykhs. We see the Tano was a case where the hefker hit you. Here, it's got a case where the mazik turned to hefker also. It's a different tarot. I'm not sure it's entirely different tarot. Not to understand each other. We have three pshatim so far. First pshat nechaz mechad meant that we don't know which one's the mazik. There's two. Moisim ra'orai. We don't know which mazik. Second pshat is that a hefker shar hit my shar. And the question was, what exactly is the case? Let me just grab the shard. Terry says, someone else took it afterwards. Now, a third case, a whole different case. My shard was a good owner, was Mazik, but I made it Hefker afterwards. So now, right now, it's Hefker.
I understand
it. Yeah. But what's the difference? I don't care if it's a different case. So what's the difference? What's anything wrong with this case?
Are you the payer?
The payer is on the payer here. In this case, it's on the person paying, the Mazik. The mazik has to be, no, we don't have taich mi'chadim. Wait a second. You know what taich mi'chadim? We didn't even taich it yet. What does mi'chadim mean? The chasim of the mazik have to be miyuchad from, it has to be the same person, same owner from A to Z. And here it's hefker. So what's the kasha?
When you came to
the
B'nai Bris, if a guy's ox hits your ox,
right. Okay.
Because you don't pay.
The chasim of mi'lo also same case. Go on, Nizik. The chasim she'ain behem mi'lo also. Yeah, that's not a problem. That's not an issue. Yeah, it's not the issue. It goes back and forth. Yeah, that's not the issue. We're saying, because they're all different cases. The Chasim Shem and Meila is going on the Nizik. And the Chasim Shem and Riz is also going on the Nizik. The Chasim Shem and Chadim is going on the Mazik. The Chasim Shem and is going on the Mazik. And so far, I think all three cases are going on the Mazik, if I'm not mistaken. All three cases are going on the Mazik. All three truths are going on the Mazik. All three cases. The first case was, we're not sure what a Mazik is. We're going on the Mazik. All three cases are going on the Mazik. Think of all three truths are going on the Mazik. All three truths are going on the Mazik. Tell me which one's not going on the Mazik. All three truths are going on the Mazik. So here, the first case also on the Mazik. What? Second case also on the Mazik. The Hefka was the Mazik. All going on the Mazik. And the first case also on the Mazik. Not sure what the Mazik is. All three cases going on the Mazik. So here, Nogach Vachach Hikdish Nogach Hefker. So now, how do we know that's not Chayiv? Because Ashtei Misa V'Amod V'Din Shav V'Kechad. Bring Gemara. Gemara Din Leibinon. Ha Shor Yisak Gemara Din Udichsev. But Shor Yisak is also by Gemara Din. Elaim Ashtei Misa V'Amod V'Din V'Gemara Din Shav V'Kechad. All have to be one owner. And the Shalom the Rishonim, if it's Dafka by Muir, it's definitely Dafka by Karen. This halacha. There's also by Karen. And the shayla is dafka by muid, or dafka by tam, or maybe by both. It's a big shayla in the Rishayna, but it's a peladig halacha. You have here a mazik that I could be pat myself by turning it to hefker, turning it to hektish. It's taka, a very interesting halacha that you could do such a thing. So, look at the Moravite. Chutz mishus hamichedas lamazik. It says that it goes right to the Mishnah. Like we said, what michadim, we have three pshatim michadim, all going on the mazik. And then it says, uvachom mokoim. This mazik is chayiv in any place. Chutz meshus hamiyichedes lemazik. Unless it's the mazik's own backyard, then the mazik's not chayiv. Don't come into my backyard. Chutz meshus hamiyichedes lemazik. The amalei tarcha b'shusi my boy. What's your tarcha doing? What's your shor doing in my reshus? So therefore, I can't be chayiv. Then it says the Mishnah, Rishus HaNizik VaMazik. That's the next words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chom Malkim, every place, Chutz Rishus HaMechayas HaMazik. Then it says, Rishus HaNizik VaMazik, Kishahizik HaMazik, Kisham Shum HaNizik Meitavarot. What does it mean, Rishus HaNizik VaMazik? What does that mean? So the Gemara, it's like, Omer HaBchist HaMavimai, Chosa shutvim chayiv baal shein baal regel. Like this, we have to know the halacha. Shein and regel are only chayiv ubir b'stei achar. If my shor goes into someone else's field and eats the peiros, that's called shein. But if my behemoth walks in the shirabim and eats peiros, in that case, he's not chayiv. It's not called b'stei achar. Now, what's the status if you have two shutvim and they both allowed to be here and my shor eats up his peiros? That called stei achar or not? Is that called beer of stay achar or not? That's the question over here. Zok the Gemara. Amar Chista, Amar Vimai. Chotz HaShutvim, Chayiv Baal on Shein Baal HaRegel. The Chotz HaShutvim is Chayiv on Shein Baal HaRegel. V'Hochi Komar, Chutz Mershus HaMiyachedes Namazik. Besides Mershus HaMiyachedes Namazik, the potter, Mershus HaNizik VaMazik, which is Shutvim, Kishahizik HaMazik, then you are Chayiv. The first man Yama holds that Chotz HaShutvim is Chayiv. Why? It's called stay achar. L'maisam, It's a private field. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's called, even though I'm allowed to be here, it's still called Steyachar. And the way you read the Mishnah is Vershus Anizik VaMazik, which is Shutvim Kishahizik Chava Mazik V'Shem V'Regel. Even though it's Potter in the Shusharabim, here it will be here. Even though it's Potter, he will be Chayiv. It can't be going on Karen. Karen's anyway Chayiv Shusharabim. So we go on Shem V'Regel. Rabbi Lozo Amar Potter Shem V'Regel. He Potter V'Achkamah Chutz Meshus Mechares LaMazik. Is Bereshus Chayes Mazik is Potter? Why? Because Tarcha Bereshus Chayes Mazik. What are you doing in the Mazik's property? Bereshus Anizik Mazik Nami Potter. That's how you read it. Chutz Bereshus Mecheres Mazik. Bereshus Anizik Mazik is also Potter. And then it starts a new thing. Because Hizik Chava Mazik. And what's that coming to teach us? Bishlama. If it's going back on Bereshus Anizik Mazik, then we understand that it's saying Bereshus Anizik Mazik is Chayes. But now that it's his own thing, what's it going on? Because Hizik Chava Mazik Lasuye Karen. It's coming to teach us the Mazik called Karen. So, for the Gemara, Shmuel learns that these words mean that Yechayiv for Karen. Remember that the Hizichav Mazik we said is Masui Karen is the second Mishnah. This Mishnah. So, Hanichlo Shmuel Ella Rav Doma Tana Shar B'Chol Milashar. The word Shar in the first Mishnah is referring to Karen already. So, what's Chav Mazik Masui Mai? Again, just to repeat, if you learn Chav Mazik going on with Shushan Nizik by Mazik that Yechayiv by Shutvim, so it's very geshmak. But now that we're saying that it's going part of the exclusion, we're saying that we're excluding it. So then what's what does it mean when you mazik you have to pay? What are we telling us? What's it coming to teach us? These four shomer were watching a behema. That behema damaged. That the halacha is the shomer is chayiv. But if it's nifas of Belila, if the shomer locked it up well and it jumped out in the middle of the night and damaged someone, or you should pursue a listim, or a listim broke it open, but you're tzasav aziko a potter, then you're potter. Why? Because then you're oinus. But the chiddush is that a shomer chinam v'shoyel v'nesach v'sech were watching a mehema, and the mehema damaged, they are chayiv just like a bailim. We'll see the Gemara a little bit later on exactly what details are, but they are the bailim chayiv tam peis chatzin ezek mu peis ezek shalom. So that's what the pasuk, that's what the mishnah, Shehizik Chavamal teaching us, that Hashem Mechina V'Hashoyel also Chayiv in the damages. So bottom line is, we have two ways to learn the mishnah. Either Chutz Mershus HaMecheres LaMazik, Mershus HaNizik V'HaMazik, both Potter, both Shutvim and Mazik, they're both Potter, by Shem V'Regal Kaponim. And then Shehizik Chavamazik is talking about Bimarba Shem Mechina V'Hashoyel V'Sacha, that the Shor was damages. Or, you read like this, Chutz Mershus HaMecheres LaMazik, period. And if Meshusha Nizik Mazik, which is Shutvim, there, because Shehizik Chava Mazik, they are Chayiv. That's using the words for that they are Chayiv, that Hashem regals Chayiv in a Chotzar Shutvim. And then tomorrow, later on, we'll discuss more about Arichas, Chotzar Shutvim, what's the halacha, is it called Stei Achar or not? This machlaik is between Rab Elazar and Rav Chista, Veshem Avimai, if Chotzar Shutvim is considered Stei Achar or not.